Back here on Game Day on ESPN Ithaca, we are now joined by Joe Miller-Labar, a senior linebacker for the SUNY Mooresville Mustangs, also a Lansing High alum. Joe, thanks so much for the time. It's been a strong start for the Mustangs, 5-1 overall, unbeaten in non-conference play. How would you assess the season so far?
You know, I think we're off to a great start. I think there's still, you know, we still got about half the season left. We got to keep pushing. I think obviously from last year, it's a great step forward. You know, starting off strong was very good for us. Good momentum starter. We got to just keep that up going into these last four games coming up, all conference play, big games. So, yeah.
So I want to touch on a couple of those key games so far. Starting off with probably the best win of the season, knocking off 23rd-ranked Hobart last month by 9 points. What went right for you guys in that one to come away with an upset win?
Yeah, that was a huge momentum swing for us. Obviously, Hobart's a very good team. They historically have always been. We had a lot of stuff go right for us. We had a fumble six, turnover on defense, and then they had a muff punt that we recovered in the end zone, and just big plays like that really just swung the game in our favor. And you know, we just played a very solid technical game.
I also wanted to touch on your only loss of the season, actually, a very tough opponent against SUNY Cortland earlier this month. You know, while it did end in a loss, you were part of a defense that held them to just 28 points. That was by far their lowest total of the season. How were you guys able to contain such a high-flying offense?
So this year we found our identity, our offense and our defense together. We play good complementary football. Our offense, we limit the game to low possessions. We run the ball and we make teams run on us because that's our strength. So when you have a low possession game, you know, it's going to be a low scoring game. And our game plan was to make Cortland run the ball on us. They have two really good receivers, two wideouts that are very good. And we knew we couldn't let them beat us. So yeah, we made them run on us, and that's what ended up happening.
So on an individual level, you're one of the top tacklers on the team, ranked 12th in the nation defensively for D3. What have you worked on over your time on the Mustangs to be one of the leading members of the linebacker core?
I can't take all the credit. You know, our D-line's a huge part of it. D-line makes us right. We make the D-line right. DBs make us right. And I've also had the pleasure of having Ernesto Mitchell and Phil Benjamin alongside me for the past 4 years. We came in together, we've played together, we have great chemistry, and I just think as a team we're very close and connected, have good chemistry, and I think that's a lot of the success where that comes from.
And another one of your teammates is a fellow Lansing alum in Ryan Fish, who was a phenomenal kicker for the Bobcats. I know you never got to play with him in high school, but what's it been like having another Lansing alum on the team?
It's very cool. Ryan's a great kid. Very nice. Everyone loves him on the team. We actually hang out quite a bit now. It's cool having him come from the same background, get to spend some time together, you know, talk about high school days a little bit and all that. But yeah, it's been cool.
Again, we're here with Joe Miller-Labar, a senior linebacker for the SUNY Mooresville Mustangs, a Lansing alum. Now, I want to dive into more of your background as a Lansing Bobcat, but before I do, tell me about why you decided, you know, all that time ago to attend SUNY Mooresville.
So my junior season, I got hurt. I played maybe a couple games, handful of games, and I didn't really know if I wanted to play in college. And then, you know, I got lucky my senior year. I was healthy, had a pretty good season, and talking to some of my coaches and stuff, and teams started reaching out a little bit, and I realized, like, I could actually pursue this. And Mooresville, just going on visits and talking to the coaches, they just, I like the people the most. That's kind of what it came down to on all my visits, all the players and the coaches. They're just great people. And it's just kind of the atmosphere that I wanted to be around.
And what have been some of the things you've learned while playing football for the Bobcats that you've now applied to your time with the Mustangs?
I mean, I'm very grateful that ever since flag football in like first grade, I think I've always had great coaches. A lot of those coaches having for multiple seasons. And I just, You know, I think through that ever since like Pee Wee flag football, first, second grade, all those coaches, you know, just pushing me, like, you know, learning how more like hard work and ethic, that type of stuff, is definitely what I got from Lansing. And then, you know, once I got to college, I got more of the technical side of football, obviously, as it gets more competitive. But definitely like work ethic and just, you know, how to be the right kind of player is what I got from my experience at Lansing.
Now, I know you were also a running back in high school at an all-state level. Did you ever have a preference or a secret one, really, between running back and linebacker role with the Bobcats?
Yeah, I mean, senior year was kind of the first time that I got switched to running back. I always liked both sides of the ball. Running was obviously a lot of fun in high school, but I definitely am glad that I chose defense in college. It's just something about it. It's just I'm definitely a defensive guy.
Do you ever get to run the ball in practice? I know you don't have any rushing stats, you know, I don't think over your time, but ever in practice, you know, any opportunities there?
Not really. I mean, once I get some interceptions at practice here and there, I get to do a little bit of running, but that's about all.
There you go. All right, one final question for you before I let you go. Again, just four games left in the season, including this Saturday against Alfred. What's it going to take for the team to finish the season on a high note?
Just basically executing. You know, we've had some games where we've played very good football. We've had other games where we've had a lot of mistakes. I think consistency is a big factor with us winning. And we need to just stick to our identity. And we just need to execute. And that's about all we can do.
Awesome. Well, Joe, thank you again so much for the time and best of luck to you for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.